Okay, Rabbeisai. As you know, yesterday we started an exciting new perek. And the perek began on Nun Gimel Amud Beis, telling us that when a person wants to mekadesh, or when a person wants to be miyabeng his yevama, as we know the Torah says, one does bia, yevama yovoy aleha, a lashon bia. So Amishta told us that bia has many, many, many different definitions. It's bein b'shoigig, bein b'meizid, bein b'oynis, bein b'rotzoin, bein ma'ara. Ma'ara means a person who did a tchilas bia, not a soif bia. Bein gemar bia, bein kedarka, bein shaloi kedarka. Every way possible, bia is koina. And the Mishnah said also fakert, if chas shalom, a person is being ba on a person who is an erva, or even an iser lav, a person who lives chas v'shalom with an incestuous relationship, like with his sister, like his mother, chulila. Or he's oiv nisalav. He goes and lives with a mamzer. A kohen goes and lives with a grusha. A kohen gudel mit an almana. A person who's machzi grusha se mishanisis. Any one of these things where the Torah says it's asur. What type of bia? Any type of bia. Bein b'shoigin, bein b'meizin, bein b'oynis, bein b'rotzoin, bein ma'ara, bein goymer, bein kedarka, shaloi kedarka. Any bia, you're over the iser for doing it. Now the question is, by Yivama, how do you know? And how do you know by Shar Aroyas? And now today we're going to focus on the Mekoyrois, the sources from the Psukim. And we're now on Daf Nun Dalid Omud Aleph, roughly 10 lines from the top of the Omud. Freik di Yomara Minohani Mili. How do I know by a Yavam and a Yavama that one is Koina? Bein b'shoigin, bein b'meizid. The Tanur Rabban, it's in Pasuk. Yavama Yavai Aleha, ulekocha loyli isha v'yivma. Aha. Yavama Yavai Aleha. Yavama Yavai Aleha means that her Yavam, meaning the Yavama's Yavam, that's the brother of the Nifter, Yavai Aleha will live together with the Yavama, and state on the braisa, mitzvah. What's my mitzvah? We know that Yivam is a mitzvah, that's our whole mesechta. But Rashi says that the kavan of the braisa, when it says mitzvah, means that it's the preferable mitzvah. There are two options. He can do Yivam or he can do Chalitza. Min ha-toyre, it's preferable to do Yivam. We know, of course, Abishol says that bizmanenu, because people are not mechavan l'shem mitzvah, they're mechavan l'shem ishus, l'shem yoifi, l'shem mamayin, they had other ulterior motives. Today it's better to go and do chalitza. But min ha-toyre, it's preferable to go and do the mitzvah of bias. You see Rashi, seven lines from the top, mitzvah, kaloimar, it's a mitzvah, but bia, yoisa mi b'chalitza. So from the words, I know that that's the preferable method, because the Torah says you had two brothers that lived together. Then okay, so that's the preferable way of handling it, of doing yibam. Dover acher, I have another pshat. I learned from yivam yovi aleha. Bein b'shoyi, bein b'meizid, bein b'oynis, bein b'rotzei. Since the Torah is not very specific, yovi any type of bia, whether it's b'shoigeg. Remember, we said b'shoigeg means he didn't realize this was his yivama. He thought it was his own wife. Bein b'meizid, even if he was not mechavan l'shem mitzvah, he was mechavan l'shem znus, Rashi said yesterday. Bein b'oynis, we went through a number of cases yesterday. What's heist an oynis? The Bioina asked, and the Gemara addressed that. Bein b'ra, so the person did it to b'ya l'shem mitzvah, l'shem mitzvah. Any case, any type of b'ya works. Yes, Rabbi Cohen.
Is this a mitzvah, yivam?
Mitzvah yivam is a gross mitzvah.
Okay. Let me ask you. Blown shofar, or listen to kiyah shofar, is a mitzvah.
Also a mitzvah, yeah.
Okay. If a person hears a call and he thinks it's shofar, but it's actually a call of something else,
right,
he's not yoitzer.
If he didn't hear shofar, he didn't hear shofar.
He hears a call, but he has kavanah, he thinks it is shofar, but it's not. So why is it
he thinks it's shofar? Not. In other words, he thinks he's hearing a shofar, but it's not shofar. Okay, so he's not yoitz.
Not yoitz. So the question is, why is it by kavan over here? You understand that he can't fulfill it, even though he thinks kavan here. Here by yibum, even though it's not the way it should be, why should he be able to be so fulfilled the mitzvah of yibum?
The parallels are reversed.
The Gemara has
it all. A mitzvah and tzricha kavan.
Right. He meant that thing.
So why should he?
The question of mitzvah srichas kavana, in srichas kavana, is a question that runs throughout Shas. whether mitzvahs require kavanah or not. A big machlokes. This braisa holds when it comes to hilchas yibum, you don't have to have kavanah l'shem mitzvah, even if faket, the person had a kavanah l'shem znus. That's why the yavam live with yavama. They had no godly intents over here. They only had their own physical desires. Nevertheless, you're mekayim the mitzvah of yibum.
So why should my shofar blowing too if he hears that noise?
Maybe this mandiyama would hold that the gabe shofar blowing, if you hear the kol shofar, even without being mechamlish in mitzvah, you'd also be yotze. In other words, this shaila, whether you do need kavana, you don't need kavana, this is a machloikas rachas. So it could be that this goes according to this mandiyam.
I think, but also yes. Somebody had dafka negative kavana, doing this, but dafka not for yibum.
Yeah. That our mishnah doesn't address. I understand. What you're saying is, if he says, I don't want to make high mitzvah, I dafka want to do the shem zos, that we didn't address yet. Maybe taka a hepach kavana taka wouldn't work, but we haven't said anything about that. Yeah.
I think the parallel for Rabbi Cohen is you, somebody hearing a real shofar but having the kavana of enjoying the sound of it, but not really taking the mitzvah.
Exactly right. Yeah. He improved upon you. Refined your
shaitan.
Yeah, you're doing a beautiful job. Anyway, we continue on. Zok Gimori had said. Therefore, we have now two separate drushes from the Yavama Yoveila. Number one, that it's you have to not that it's preferable to do yibam over chalitza, and number two, that any type of baby shoy would be made. Freiti Mara, va'afikte lemitzvah. How can you go and learn two drushes from the same words? You already used it for the first drush lemitzvah. That what? That it's preferable to do yibam over chalitza. Every Mara lemitzvah, I don't need the pasuk of yivam yavaleh because I have another pasuk. May the imlo yachboi to ish nafka. The pasuk says imlo yachboi to ish lekachas yivam toy. The old say yivam toy ashar of yomran. She says to the zakenim that he doesn't want to go and marry me, and then you have to do chalitza like it says in the Torah. So by the fact that it says imlo yachboi, we learn, we infer from those words. However, if he would want to, yavim, then he should go and be miyavim. So therefore, from the fact that the Torah says, number one, but if he doesn't want to, then you do chalitza. It is the chmashma that if you do want to, then do yibam first. This is a backup default option. This is not the preferable, this is the secondary. Oh, so from these words alone, even without yivam yavileh, I already know that it's preferable to do yibam over chalitza, and therefore the first pasuk chiyas akra, the first pasuk comes to tell you, Exactly. You can infer it from the fact that the pasuk is v'imloi, it's a chasimin that we preferably should be chafetz. Tani idach, I have another brisa. Yivam yovei olea kedarka. Yovan can go and do beer kedarka like the normal beer. But the pasuk continues on, yivam yovei olea. Now these words seem to be repetitive and redundant, and the pasuk is repeating itself because it says yivam yavileh. It could have just simply said yivam yikach oisa. What's the yavi aleha ulekacha? So yivam yavileh is kedarka. Ulekacha shloi kedarka. Because afterwards the word lekacha is a much more gross type of form. It doesn't say yavileh is the chaloshim bia. Lekacha means to go and grab, to go and take. What means to grab and take? Shloi kedarka, not to have a normal bia from the back. Continuing on the pasuk, v'yibma, so the Gemara now splits the word v'yibma into two. V'yibem bia gemeres ba v'yen kesu shtar gomimba. What the Torah is telling us is don't think that yibam is just like a regular isha that you koina with the sholish drachem like we have beginning mesechtes kiddushin, v'kesu shtar bia. It's only bia, not kesu shtar. And then it says v'yibma. What's the extra? Hey, bal korcha, even if it's not consensual, since the Torah gives the flicht, the obligation on him to go and be miyavim, even if she's not maskim, he can go and do it bal korcha.
So how can we have mimer if we have a brisa excluding kesef from a kinyan?
Right.
It seems like it's undermining this drasha by instituting mimer with kesef.
Good. But even the chacham agree that the institution of kesef doesn't replace the inyan of bia, it only goes and allows for a transition towards the eventual bia.
Right, but we hear how it attaches to the zika, all the things we have in the previous parak, how it attaches. So, in a way, by introducing the idea of kesef, you're sort of, I understand the formality of mimer, but by introducing the idea of kesef, you're sort of you're attacking this drasha.
Why did they institute kesef?
Because they felt it was not proper to just go and grab one.
Exactly. Rav man get a man the mekadosh b'bia.
Right.
And this, although that mekadosh b'bia is really referring to a regular kiddushin, a regular chosin kala,
right,
but then they extended it, or they... Initially, when they made this man give the game malchus, they said, any time you want to have holy matrimony, you shouldn't go and start it off with bia, because it's pasnish, it's a little bit. Rashi said. So therefore, that's what the Chum added on, this additional
formality.
Not only formality, it's an initial stage. Before they do actual bia, they should start first with kesef v'shtar. And so the Chum instituted this, not only in the case of a regular chusin kala, but even in the case of yavni yavamah, although the Torah says this doesn't clinch it, and even the Chum still agreed doesn't clinch it, because you can go and do maimer 100 times,
it doesn't do it,
you have to have the bia ultimately, the bia gemeris bo. In fact, if anything, you can go and use this as a shtikarayif in the brisa. Be a goymeres ba, then kes vishtar goymrim ba. You can start the haschali, you can start kes vishtar.
Thank you.
But you can't end it off with beer. No, thank you. Tovarache. Chanocha brisa. Yevomi yovi oleha, be mishay be mameza, like we had before. That was the previous brisa. Frektim of a thikte likadarka. This brisa that we just began, that tani idach, yevomi yovi oleha, kidarka, so I need the pasik to tell you kidarka. So how do I know? Bein b'shoyim, bein b'meizit, bein b'rotzen, etc. is the chodesh shver. Every mile who melachim leachem shame nafka, b'makim shemakim shame. Even though the brisa said the words yivam yavi aleh kedarka, really the kedarka doesn't go on the yivam yavi aleh. You learn from lehakim leachem shame, because it talks about in the bait in the pasuk yivam yavi aleh lekach aloy leisha v'yivma. Now we start again. Ki yesh v'achem yachtov. So the reason for you, bechor asher teled yokim hashem ochiv hames. Aha. So yokim hashem ochiv hames means that we want that there should be a bechor asher teled. There should be a child that's born, that he will be the the substitute, the replacement for Nebuch, the nifter who passed away. As Dr. Yomara, the only way that you can possibly have a substitute, a successor, l'hakim l'achav shame, if there is bia in the normal makim. If you can have a bia shaloi kedarka from the back, you can stand on your head, there's not going to be a child born from that bia. So therefore, from l'hakim l'achav shame, you know kedarka, that's the normal, regular bia, that's what's kaina. And therefore, how do you know the others? From the other part of ulfulukacha, that's even shaloi kedarka. So bottom line is, since I'm learning kedarka from the words l'hakim l'achav shame, so I'm now freed up the words yivam yavi aleh to tell you the din of bein mishoygig, bein memezid, bein ba'oynes, bein beratzen, like we said before. V'chiyasekra, bein mishoygig, bein memezid, bein ba'oynes, bein beratzen. Fine. Very good. Okay. Gufa. Now we're going to repeat what we learned yesterday at the very top of the Amud. Rav Yehuda, Gufa, Rav Yehuda, Yoshen loikana b'yevemtoi. What happens if in the middle of the night a man is sleeping, and this man happens to be a Yavam, and nearby there also happens to be a Yavama, and he happens to be asleep, but in his sleep he has a Kishui Eiver, and now Shlufadikahait, he goes and he lives with his Yavama. What's the halacha? Yashan loy kana b'yevemte. It will not work. Why won't it work? Yamakra. Yavam Yavaleh ad machaven lo l'shem bia. Yavam Yavaleh has the connotation when he's doing it intentionally with forethought, as opposed to someone who's in the middle of his dreams and he's going and he's living together with Yavam. So you're telling me that a Yashan is loy kana b'yevemte. Faith more batan, you have a braisa, bein or ben Yashan. That even if the Yavam is asleep, he is kana b'yevemte. Is the chastira. Every mora, make a small change. Ema bein ora bein yeshena. We're not talking about that he is awake or asleep. We're talking about that she is awake or asleep. But he has to be awake, because Yashan loy kana b'yevemte. Faith more batan, but there's a braisa, bein or who? Ben Yoshin who? Ben Ora he? Ben Yoshena he? They're both, he can be sleeping and she can be sleeping, like they can be kaina. And you said Yoshin like kaina.
They can both be sleeping.
Why can't they both be sleeping?
Alright, okay.
Everything more hocham, my skin on be misnamnem. If he's fast asleep, and he was bo oleho bikishi ever, you're not kaina. Yoshin like kaina be eventai. Aye, this Bryce says Ben Or Ben Yoshin, he can be kaina. But misnamne means in Yiddish, a drimmelt, which means in English, person is dozing off. How can you describe in greater graphic detail misnamnim? Om Ravashi, nim v'lay nim, tir v'lay tir. He's sleeping and not sleeping, he's up and he's not up. He going to karule, if you call him, hey, Yankel! V'ani, oh yeah. V'ani, he does respond. If you ask him, can you tell me the difference between 895,432? Call me back later. I don't need. So he cannot go respond intelligently to a question that is posed. But they ask, oh, isn't today there's a time, today is Thanksgiving, Master Turkey? Oh, yeah, yeah, sure, sure. Mitka, then he remembers that the things that are facts he can remember, but to ask him to go and start analysis, mit insight, mit svaris, does kananish, because he's in the middle of dremeling, in the middle of dozing off.
We had this recently.
We have this a few times. You look in the right-hand margin, you see you have this in Psochem, and you have in Tanis, you have Megillah, and Chagiga, and Anita, you have it a number of times in Shas, this Misnamnim. Anyway, so bottom line is, Amul Ayoshin. Is Koina Amul Ayoshin? Is not Koina. If he's really fast asleep, he's not Koina. And if he happens to be up, then if he's Misnamnim, then he would be Yoitz in the Mitzvah of Yim. Okay, Guf. Omer Rabo. Again, this is a repetition of what we had yesterday, the top of the Omer, the second line. Omer Rabo, Nofel Men Agag. This is, of course, a very, very remote case. Presumably, the Chazal are giving this case just to graphically illustrate this point. But it's a choyra b'metzias, it's very difficult to understand. It's Omer Rabba, Nofel Men Agag b'nitka. Rashi pointed out yesterday, it's talking about that a husband and wife were top of the Gag. The husband was miskashali ishto, he got a kishi eiver and he had in mind for his wife. And guess what happened? A wind came, blew him off the top of the roof. Just by coincidence, there was somebody down below, a woman, and he landed in the woman with a kishi eiver, or he landed in his yavama with kishi eiver. So in the case of whoever it was besides the yavama, what happens if by falling down they caused a hezek, chai bad bo dvarim, then you have to go and pay the four dvarim, like the Gemara is going to enumerate in a short moment. Ubi vimta, if he fell into his yavama mita kishi eiver, and they had a beer, like kana, he was not koina, because that's considered to be a real, real onus. Other than the onus of our mishnah said an onus one can be koina. But the Gemara said that this type of onus is not koina. So what type of onus is it? Koina, the Gemara said, shetakvaso yivemtoi, or takvaso yakum. Anyway, that was yesterday. But getting back to our Gemara today, what are the Arba'a Dvarim? L'choyra, when we get to Masechta's Baba Kama, we're going to learn that there are five Dvarim. Right. The Nezik, Tzar, Ripui, Sheves, and Boishes. Our Brisa, however, says only Arba'a Dvarim. Says the Gemara, what are the four Dvarim? The Nezik, the Tzar, the Sheves, and the Ripui. Nezik means the actual physical damage. Rashi gives an example, if by falling down from the roof and he hits somebody, this person gets damaged, chas v'shalom, he loses an arm, he loses a leg, whatever it happens to be. In the good old days when they had sales of people, rachmon l'islan, for slaves, when he was a full-bodied individual, he commanded a price of $50,000. By Nebuch losing an arm, losing a leg, losing an eye, losing a tooth, the nose, whatever, he's now no longer worth 50, he's only worth 20,000, 10,000, 5,000, whatever it is. That's the nezek, that's how you would measure the damage. The tzar, of course, is the pain. If the person goes around oiking and trying and oi, for the next who knows how long, so you have to go and pay for the pain. Bishevis means disability, for if he cannot work for a week because of this terrible trauma, then you have to pay him for disability. Bripa means the medical bills that you have to go to the doctor to go and save this person, help him out. Alva boishes, any mental distress because of shame or embarrassment? Loi mechayv. Why not? Normally by a hezek you have to pay for boishes. You have a marin. Chayv ala boishachi is kavein. When he fell off the roof, he didn't want to go and hit this guy. Unfortunately, he fell off and he landed on this person. So therefore, Busha by definition is you're shaming someone. If a person comes to Bis Medrash and says, that guy over there, so then he's shaming the guy. Avada, then you have to go and pay for the damage of humiliation. But if by accident this cup fell down and the coffee or the seltzer fell in the other guy's pants, the other guy is very upset, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. It was a mistake. It was an accident. So he can't say I was humiliated because he realizes that with the whole thing, it's taka shame that it fell off, but it was not shameful in the sense he didn't try to shame the individual. It happened by accident. So therefore, there's no bishus.
So you say there's no
bishus
by nothing in that guy, even though that's probably the biggest people around. I mean, that's such an unlikely case. That's Mustama
Very remote, very unlikely. He certainly didn't do it intentionally. The person down below that got hurt, about you have to go and pay for the damage, and you have to pay for the medical bills and the disability. But to go and say, you humiliated me by falling on top of me, I didn't mean to. Believe me, I didn't want to fall on top of you. I wanted to stay on the roof. I fell down. I'm sorry. I'll pay you for the medical. I'll pay you for the. But I didn't mean to shame you. Okay, and everybody realizes, and everybody says, Baruch Hashem, he didn't fall on top of me, because I could have lost a nose or a toes or whatever. So it's Mishkabush. Amar Rava, Niskamen lo hatiach b'koiz. This guy's a bissel nebuchad, sedrai to bissel. And instead of having in mind to be bo on a person or even on chas v'sholem, an animal, this person had in mind latiach b'koiz. There was a nice convenient wall that he dug out of the wall, and therefore he decided to go do bia on the wall, probably figuring that this wall would become much more productive as a result. But anyway, but lamaisa is of course foolishness. Niskam latiach b'koisel, and guess what happened? Somebody gave him a yank, or there was a wind and pushed him v'tiach b'yevamtai. Instead of going into the wall, he went into the yevama. Loikana, this is like a form of oinus, totally unintentional, no kinyan. However, if this person is taka deranged, lohatiach bebehema, he wanted to go and live with a behema, nebuch, vitiach beivam, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu saved him from living with a behema and schlepped him away from the behema, and he went with kishi aver into a yevama, then he is kana. Why is, what's the difference between a wall and being a behema? See, Mar says, ka mechavin, l'shem bia ba'olam. Even though a bia and a behema, of course, the person is tzidrait, and nebuch, rachmon l'san, he needs grace of doctors, abalaveira metalis. But Lamaisa, he had a mind for a bia, not a bia for a person, not a bia for Yavama, a bia for a Bahaima, but a Sfart a bia. And therefore this bia will help. Again, we're not recommending it. This is not the recommended way to a person should be koine his Yavama. But nevertheless, if this is what he did, it was Machavin Lishem bia for a Bahaima. And instead, by accident, not on purpose, Bishoigig, Boinus, whatever it was, instead of the behema, he fell into the yavama, he would be koina, because l'maisi he had kavon l'shem bia.
Why would Chazal go and validate something like this? This is inconsistent with the purpose of the Torah and says it by yavama.
Mm-hmm.
But if the behema, if a person has such thoughts, to go and say, you know, that's, you can fulfill it to be yavama. Yeah. It's not normal.
Yeah, and of course the person not normal. But
you know, the idea to say that it's valid, that the mitzvah yavama.
My assumption is that none of these things ever happened, but we just want to graphically describe and depict.
Far to think that way.
Okay, do they want to go to the nth degree to, everybody should understand exactly your tanish.
It's abnormal.
Okay, and we get back to it.
Even the Baal Korcha is very troubling. The Torah like allows such a to the fact that the Rabban say like, okay, despite what the Torah says,
the Maisa Minat Torah, one is Yoitz in the Mitzvah, doing it Baal Korcha. Presumably, this rarely happened. Presumably, the two discussed it and they were made up or whatever. Because if she's not interested, she should do a Chalitza and part ways. But Lamaisa, if he decided that he wants to and she's not interested, Lamaisa he can go and do a Baal Korcha.
Is a bia with a man's own wife is not really Mutter. No, I mean, it's
one shouldn't, but Lamaisa no Isser. It's the Chum said it's not a good idea.
Right.
But there's no Isser involved.
These are first.
Exactly right. Exactly. If she's not in a good mood, v'chuli v'chuli. Anyway, Echad Ma'ar. Our Mishnah said that you even coin it beharoa. Haro, we already said yesterday, is a machloikis throughout Shas, what the definition of haro is. One man, the Emma, holds that it's neshikas ho'ever ba'oisei makoim, meaning that there was no penetration at all, just totally from the outside, but the aver met the woman's makoim. And the second pshat is that there was partial penetration, including the atora, the top part, you know, where by the bris, they say the skalu atora, the top part of the aver, that went in, but there was no continuation, the bia did not conclude. That's called hara, and our Mishnah says that too is sufficient for purposes of bia to be koina eyevama, and chas v'sholom to be over any of these surim by aroyis or chayavei lavin, etc. The freit gemara, where do we find this in the Torah that Aro is also kind of chayra? Aro is a kodesh. It's not a nice thing, or depending, of course, in which direction. If you're talking about Yivam, you're talking about that. But how do you know that Aro is the equivalent of a full beer? Says Yimar Shinem, it's in the possibly Isha Shishka ves Isha Dova, the Gila es Ervosa es Mekoira Heera. Now, this pasuk is referring to a nida, a person who lives with his own wife, isha sheyishka bes isha, his own wife, but she's dava. Dava means that she has a flow, meaning that she's a nida at this time. V'gilas avosa, he did gilui erva, meaning that he lived with her. Es mekoy dehera, he uncovered her makar. Now the words mekoy dehera is almost identical to gila eser vasa. These are really synonymous expressions. Gila eser vasa, mekoy dehera. So why does the Torah add these words mekoy dehera? Oh, the word hera means harua, mikan lara min atoira. In other words, even though there wasn't a full-fledged bia, there was only an uncovering of the makar because of an initial bia. That's all too enough for purposes of hilchas bia. So now I know that a man who lives with his wife, neither, even though there wasn't a gemar bia, there was only this harra'a, chas v'shalom is over the iser of living with a nida, which is a chiyuv koris, rachman litzlan. How do I know that this applies to all arayis, a person who lives with his mother, who lives with an aunt, who lives with his sister-in-law? How do I know harra'a is also asur? We'll learn it from Nida. In other words, we'll make a mamatzina. Just like my Nida is an Issacharis. So anyone of the Aroyas who holds Issacharis, the same thing applies. Oh, Mala Nida, she came to town as Bayala. Nida is a Mochomer Dika Isser than other Isurei Bia in one respect. And that is that if a husband lives together with his wife when she is a Nida, he also becomes like a Nida. What does it mean he becomes like a Nida? Says Rashi, that just like she has to go and count now 7 days, and then only after that she can go to the mikveh, the same thing applies to the husband. And this is a befeirish pasuk in the Torah. Usehi nidasa alav v'tamei shivas yamim. If her Nida goes on him, in other words, she was a Nida and he got some of the blood, even if he didn't get the blood, but if she was a Nida, and therefore her Nida status now, it was contagious. It got now on the husband, and now he has it. He also has to count 7 days, and then he has to go to the mikveh. Oh, but this only applies to a nida, a person who lives with his mother or his mother-in-law. Maybe he has to be sent to an insane asylum, but he doesn't have to go to the mikveh. It's not metame as bayala. So therefore, only by nida was metame as bayala. Maybe there's a din of hara'a. Is like gemar bia. But maybe this doesn't apply to other arayos. Says Yimu, you're right. Let's learn from Eishes Ach. It says in the pasuk, Eishes Ach. Eishes Yikach as Eishes Achiv, a person who lives with his sister-in-law, the wife of his brother, with his sister-in-law. Nidahi. It says in the pasuk, Nidahi, and then it says, Venichr, so continue on the pasuk. But the question is, Nidahi, it sounds like she's a Nida. Anytime a person lives with his sister-in-law, she's a Nida. She may have gone to the mikveh yesterday and last night, and therefore she's not a Nida. Well, what's the lashon Nida? What does that Nida have to do with the Isser of Eishes Ach?
Showing that it's an Isser.
Oh, Ella Kenida. What means in which respect it's showing it's an Isser? That man Nida Baro, just like Banida Baro, because it's in the pasuk as Mekoyra Hera. So now the Torah is extending that beyond Nida to Eishes Ach. Eishes Ach is also Baro. And now the Gemara also assumes, okay, and since Eishes Ach is one of the 15 Aroyas which we enumerated in the first Mishnah, so therefore Mamatzina, presumably all the other 14 Aroyas will now fall into place, also Hera.
Why does Gemara assume that from Eishes Ach you only learn Ha'ara? Maybe you learn that it's Metam like Anida.
Perhaps, but the point is,
especially since that's like the unique, that's what's unique about Anida. Otherwise,
it's what's unique to Ha'ara, because we didn't, after we know the Halacha, we know that Ha'ara is kind of just like Marbi, but until we know that, that's a big Kiddush, because the L'chayra Ha'ara didn't do anything. But the maybe according to this Havamina, Ma Nida Baro, Enochanami, perhaps I should say Nida Baro, and also to Matamis Bialim. In other words, maybe there are other halachas that are also associated. But we're only focusing on the Haro aspect. So the Gemara says, so now by the fact that it says Be'eshes Ochem Nida He, I know Haro, and perhaps also Matamis Bialim. But, and therefore I want to now extend that beyond Eishes Ach to all the other 15 Arois, the other 14 Arois. Says the Gemara, no, you can't. Because Mal Eishes Ach, she came beyodei l'rabois. The boy Mekadosh v'ozul ki alfa. What the Gemara is saying is that now we're going to split down the middle the inyan of arayos. There's certain arayos which are blood relatives, and certain arayos which are only relatives by marriage. For instance, a person who's born, he's automatically usher to his mother. It's not because there's some sort of marriage. Yeah, of course, his mother was married to his father. Even if the mother wasn't married, if it's chas v'shalom anusa. But the ma'isa, the isser is because it's a blood relative. He's not allowed to live with his sister because it's a blood relative. But what about the sister-in-law or the mother-in-law? That's not a blood relative. That's only because of a subsequent marriage. If his brother or if his father-in-law, whatever, if they didn't have that in-law relationship, then it would be mutter. So therefore, that's an in-law relationship. So Zakli Mara, I'm going to distinguish now between Eishes Ach, which is a relationship, a relative by marriage, and blood relatives. That Mal Eishes Ach can be Yodil Rabbis. By Eishes Ach, you could increase the number of Eishes Achs, says the Gemara, theoretically, the boy Mekadosh V'Ozel Ki Alpha, his brother or his brothers could go and add up another 1,000 Eishes Achs. Because we know before the Chemder Beni Gershom, you could have multiple wives. And even though the Gemara in a number of places suggests that we shouldn't have more than 4 as a maximum, but the Maisa you could have. There's no Isur in having 5 or 10 or 20. Of course, the Lashon Ki Alpha is a little bit of a guzma. No sane person could hold out and live with 1,000 women. But that's a separate story. But the point is, because there is a possibility of increasing exponentially the number of such arroyas by marriage, maybe there the Torah was machmir and said, haro is like a gmarbiya. However, when you're talking about mothers, you can't create more than one mother. You can create more than one mother-in-law by marrying multiple women, but you can't create more than one mother. So therefore, maybe there it's such a limited form of erva. Maybe there's only a limited form of bia, only a gemar bia, not hara. Says Yimar, you're right. We're not going to learn from Nida, we're not going to learn from Eishes Ach, we're going to learn from Achois Av. Achois Av and Achois Aim, of course, are aunts. Not to be confused with what the Gemara is going to talk about shortly about Doidosai, which is also an aunt. But there are two different types of aunts. You can have a natural blood relative aunt, and you can have an aunt by marriage. These aunts are talking about that's part of the Mishpacha. Achois Av and Achois Aim. Just like a person has his sister, he has the sister of his father. This is also a relationship, blood relationship, and not by marriage. However, if, for instance, his father has a brother, and that brother married Yenta, or Chana, or Shprinza, so that, of course, would not be a blood relative, that would already be a Tzigi Kimina, that would be a case of a relationship based on marriage. So therefore, we don't want to learn from Eishes Ach, because we said Eishes Ach, you could add on exponentially thousands, therefore we want to talk about cases of blood relatives, so let's learn from Achois Av and Achois Em, which are blood relatives, these are natural born aunts. Tchsiv. The ervas achois imcha, achois avicha, loy segale, ki es she'eroi ha'era. Oh, this loshen hara pops up again. Hara. Oh, so just like ervas achois imcha, achois avicha, which are blood relatives, you have a din of hara. So now let's learn for all the blood relatives a din of hara. Great Gemara. Ikel mifrach, mal achois av, vachois aim, shekein iser habo me'elav. Now the Gemara is using the same svara that we were talking about before, but totally in reverse. It's interesting, the Gemara goes mikotze ela kotze. Until now we assumed that blood, the relationship by marriage is considered to be more chomor in the sense that you can add and add and add as many as you want theoretically. Masha'enken, you can't add too many blood relatives. You can't add more than one mother. You can have a couple of sisters, but how many sisters can you have? Okay, I guess if your father keeps on marrying and more women. Okay, but under normal circumstances, it's a very limited supply. But getting back to our Gemara is saying now the exact opposite. These are isurim that come naturally. These come automatically without anybody lifting a hand, without anybody doing anything. When a person is born to this world, most people are born with pre-existing uncles and aunts and cousins, etc. So these are Isra Bameelav. You don't have to do anything and the Isra comes. Masha'enkin legabe, an Isra of any Isra that is a relationship by marriage. Thank you. As opposed to relationship by blood, a relationship by marriage, somebody had to go and marry somebody. Otherwise, you wouldn't have this relationship. So therefore, maybe when did the Torah say, Esh'eroi Hera, that Hara is just like Gemar Bia, that's only by these Isurim that happen naturally and automatically without anybody lifting a hat. But maybe all those relationships, relatives, by marriage, there is no din of Hara just like Gemar Bia. Says Yimori, you're absolutely right. And therefore, Mechod Le'asya. Each one of these psukim that we wanted to learn from, as a makor for all the arroyos, I cannot learn from any of them because of the pirchas that we asked. But teisi charamitarti. Let's go and learn mita with a banaav. What size the banaav? Did you going to say loy b'zekri zel b'zekri zel tzara shavush behen? So let's learn from two together. So feiti mehei teisi. Which two am I going to go and learn together? Teisi me aishas ach v'achois av. Va'achois aim lechoyra. I'm covering the entire waterfront because eishes ach is the case of a relative by marriage, and therefore, although we have the ma'ala, if you will, the chumra that he can go and add up as many as he wants, yet can be yodel rabbis. But on the other hand, we have the achois av, the achois aim, which are blood relatives, and there it's the other way around. It's not that I can add as many as I want, but these are the ones that come naturally and automatically. So the chayr, if I learn the two together, I've covered the entire waterfront of all relatives. All relatives are either relatives by marriage or they're blood relatives. So learning all of these psukim, mabot chalas. Says the Gemara, no, I got a problem. Because mal hanoch shekin asur mishum she'er. The common denominator of Eishes Ach, Achois Av, and Achois Aim is that they're all relatives. Relatives by blood, relatives by marriage, but they're all relatives. Masha Einkein Lemoshel, which Erva is not a relative? Eishes Ish. If a person lives with Mrs. Smith, to whom he has absolutely no relationship whatsoever, a total stranger, it's also a din of kores, and if there are edim et asra, it's a din of depending whether it happens to be a arusa, happens to be a nesua, mita koyin, ona koyin, but you get one of the arba mises bezin. So the point is, how will I know that even by an eishes ish, that ha'ra'ah is the same isur as a gemar bia? I can't learn from any of these, because they're all relatives. How do I know eishes ish? Ella says the gemar, you're right. Teise minida v'achois av v'achois aim. Aha, Nida, of course, even includes the wife. And in fact, the posik of Nida is talking about the wife. Isha, she ishka, vis isha. Oh, that's good. And I have achois av, achois aim. These are already relatives. So put together Nida, achois av, achois aim, and let's learn from these for all the arayas. Says Yimor, no. Mala nochshe came iser habom mi elav. All of these, again, come naturally. Achois av and achois aim, we already spoke about, it comes naturally because every family structure typically has aunts. Okay, so you didn't do anything to create an aunt that was there from before. Nida also happens naturally. Every woman, every normal woman, every menstrual cycle, it becomes a nida. So it happens, it's a bami ela. Masha enkein, if you're talking about an eishes ach, or any type of in-law, you had to perform a marriage. It didn't happen automatically. You had to do something. So maybe haro is not enough, you have to have gemar. Says gemar, ela teise min nida ve'eishes ach. Aha. Let's go and learn from Nida. That was the first drasha. And from Eishes Ach, to my pirchas, on this you won't have any pircha. Because when you said about Nida, that Nida happens to be metame es bayala, yeah, Eishes Ach is not metame es bayala. When you're going to talk about Eishes Ach, that happens to be something that you can go and add on, it doesn't happen naturally, you have to do a maisa, Nida happens naturally. So now we've covered the entire waterfront in terms of relatives and things that happen naturally and things that happen through maisa, through marriage. Oh, we've covered everything. My parchas is no pircha. From this, l'choyer, we've covered all grounds, and that's how we know all the arayas. Oh, not so simple. Maskif l'ravacha b'rei ravika. Malanida veishes ach shekein ein lehem heter b'chayi oisran. Toim veishes ish shekein yesh le heter b'chayi oisra. All of these, nida and eishes ach, there is no heter b'chayi oisran. Eishes ach, of course, is a simple case. Eishes ach, as long as the ach is still alive, there is no heter b'chayi oisran. There is no ever heter to go and live with the eishes ach. Now, Nida, L'choyer is also, you're going to go and say, yeah, but there is a heter b'chayi oisran. So Rashi says, there's never, yes, exactly. But Rashi says, as long as she is shofa'as, as long as she's seeing Nida blood, there is never a heter. Avad, eventually, every Nida eventually will stop. Whether it'll stop after a week, if she's nebuch, she's crank, it'll stop after a month, but eventually it'll stop. Bishas her Nidus, you'll never find a heter b'chayi oisran. During that period of time, it remains osir, osir, osir. Why does a nida subsequently become mutter? Because she's no longer a nida. She stopped seeing nida blood. But b'chayi oisran, as long as the issa was, I'm not making this up. If you look at the Rashi, b'chayi oisran, five lines before the end of the Rashi, it's on the bottom of the Amud, b'chayi oisran, kol zman, she, here it says, she'odom chayi, this says, she'hu chayi, v'hi shefas, as long as she is still shefas, whether it's a day, a week, a month, as long as she's shefas, that issa remains. V'chein eishes ach ein het b'chayi ochid shafilu hu migarsha asur l'zeh. What happens if the eishes ach, the ach and the eishes ach part ways? He gives her a get. Is a person allowed to live with or marry his former sister-in-law? And the answer is no. Mashenkin eishes ish yesh b'het b'chayiv. The eishes ish, they could have been living together for 20 years, but if ultimately chulila there is a get at the end, so this eishes ish now becomes free. So therefore, Dr. Yimariet, mal nid eishes ach, she came then heter b'chayi oisrat. Tov eishes ish yesh lo heter b'chayi oisrat, and therefore eishes ish is in a sense a more kaldik isser, it's a more of a lighter isser than the others, because the other isurim you're stuck with forever, so to speak. And eishes ish you're not stuck with. There is an eitzah, if chas v'shalom, there's a get. Ah, that being the case,
it's just like nida, meaning it's not eishes ish at that point.
I hear your svar, I hear what you're saying. I guess you have to go and distinguish between nidus and between eishes ish. The nidus you really have no control over. As long as the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants that this woman be shefas, she's going to continue to be shefas theoretically forever.
It's like the birth being natural.
Natural. Oh, mashenkin, like in the case of eishes ish, a person could stop the eishes ish right now. He gives a get, then it's all over. So therefore, it's more biyodoin. It's not biyodoin. You can see that there are the similarities are there, but they're also differences. And this is enough of a difference, the Gemara thinks, that this should be vayta apircha. So even though by all the other cases, taka hara'a would be just as bad as gemarbiya, but legabi eishes ish, since it's a leichter iser in the sense that you could terminate the iser at will, give a get, and it's all over, and then she's already mutter, maybe their hara'a doesn't have the same terrible effect as gemarbiya. So now, Omali Rav Achmi Difta Ravina. Rav Achmi Difta is not asking Akasha so much on to frag up the pircha, to go on for end for the pircha, but rather he says that the description of the pircha is not precise. The wording is not precise. Why is it not precise? He says to him, Ota nida, ve'eshesach b'chayi oisin, hudein lem heter, avla achmi kan, yesh lem heter. Are you telling me that the whole pircha is only based on b'chayi oisron, but achmi kan, yesh lem heter? Zot Yimara, Nida b'yoyim italya milza, eishes ach b'bonim talya rachmana. Zot Rashi oyim b'yoyim italya milza, afil imeis ha'oisra sheposke dam b'riri shoyna, asura kol shiva. Even if meisa oisra means that, remember Rashi said before, he happens to be chai, she happens to be shefaz. Even if once she stops being shefaz, she's no longer shefas. She continues to remain tamei for at least another 7 days until she goes to the mikveh. So the point is,
Mesa Oser means her dam nida stops.
I agree with you. The reason why the Gemara is probably using this is borrowing parallel lashon. Yeah. Anyway, what Barry is telling us is the word Mesa Oser doesn't mean the man who asses her, but Mesa Oser is referring to the iser that asses her. What's the iser that asses her? It's the nidus, the flow that she has, even if that's mace, it stops. How does it stop? Sheposkedam after the Yerushalayim, but nevertheless the Surah Koshim, she still asks her for 7 days. By the way, these are not the 7 days that we commonly think of Shiva Nikiyim, because the din of Shiva Nikiyim is only by a Zava, not by a Nida, even though nowadays we are knowing that all the women, even in the regular normal cycle, that they add 7 days of Nikiyim, but that's a special Chumrah that the women took upon themselves, like we have at Reb Zeira, at the end of Masechtas Nida, that Bnei Yisrael, who are haksheirois, that they took upon themselves, a filler roya tipas dam kechardel, like a little mustard seed, agunish, they always go and wait, and they sit shiva nikim. What we're talking about, the din toira by a regular nida, even if she only sees blood lamushal for 1 day, which of course is very rare, most women see blood for a few days, but even if they have one of these short periods, only for 2 days, for 3 days, and then they stop seeing, they have to wait min hatoira 7 days from the beginning of the seeing. We're not talking about the nowadays where you have to wait, start a brand new counting by first doing a moichtochuk and then doing the 7 days of bedikah. We're not talking about that. We're talking about min hatoira before this chumrah of the shiva nikim. The woman still remains a surah. She's tmeya for 7 days from the beginning of her first re'iyah until the end of her re'iyah. At the end of 7 days, if she stops seeing blood, she can toigel in the mikvah and fine. But even if she stops seeing blood after 3 days or 4 days, she's still got to wait for the 7 days. If, of course, if she shifas beyond 7 days, then she has to wait until she finally stops seeing blood. But the point is that you're telling me that the reason why there's a difference between nidus and between eishes ish is because by nidus, there's yesh, there's ein lehem heter b'chai oisran. It's not only ein lehem heter b'chai oisran. Even after the chai oisran, what means after the chai oisran? Even after she stops seeing blood, she still remains tameh until at least 7 days are over. So therefore, it's b'yoy metali milton. Eishes ach b'bonim taye rachman. What does that mean? Says the second Rashi. Im yesh lebonim afilim meisachet. Even if the brother passed away, if there are bonim, then there remains the iser of eishesach. The iser eishesach remains forever. It's not like achois ishtoi, where if the wife passed away, it's only b'chayeha, like you're saying. Therefore, you'd be able to marry the sister-in-law. This sister-in-law, which is in English, they're both called sister-in-law, and eishesach, the wife of my brother, sister-in-law, the sister of my wife. In English, they're both called sisters-in-law. But there's a major difference. L'halacha, the sister-in-law of the achois ishtoi, if ishtoi passes away, then he can go and marry the achois ishtoi. If he divorces his ishtoi, he cannot go and marry the achois ishtoi. Mashenkin the eishesach. If that Eishes Ach has children, even after the husband passes away, and even after he gives her a get, and even if he gave a get and he passed away, nevertheless, if Yesh Labanim, she remains Osir forever. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So our Gemara is telling us, you use the expression that Eishes Ach is Osir b'chaye oisron. No, no. Even after the Misas oisron, if this Eishes Ach has children, she remains forever Osir. So therefore the language of the Pircha is imprecise. So we're not fragging up the Pircha, we're just saying you didn't use precision language. Ela parachochi, rather use the following language. Malanida ve'eshesach shekein ein oisran matiran. Term ve'eshes ish she oisra matiran. Both by Nida and Eshesach, that that caused the Isser, they don't cause the heter. Meaning that the Nida's blood cannot go and stop the Isser. There's no koyach in the oyser, in the blood, to go and be mat to her. When the blood goes away, then she'll have the heter automatically after 7 days. But the blood itself, the oyser, cannot be mat to her. Same thing as the guy with the eishesach. The eishesach cannot say, okay, I'm gonna go and give you a get. Or chas v'shalom, I'm gonna pass away today, and I'm gonna be mat to you. He cannot do that. It's not biyodei. Masha'inkin, the guy with the eishesish, oyser matira, the one that asks her, the mister of the Eishes Ish, the ish of the Eishes Ish, he can be mater by giving her a get. So Izach Vaiter, the Isurim are different. Since the Isurim are different, how can I learn the din of Haro'ah from Kol Haroyis to the din of Eishes Ish? Says the Gemara, you're absolutely right. We're not going to learn it from a Mamatzin Api Svara. This din, that din, they look the same. No, no, no. We're going to learn it from a Hekish. El Omer, Reb Yoyin, Reb Yisayim, Reb Huna, Reb Reb Shua, Amakra. It's in the Baki Kiyoki Kol Ashiyasimi Kol Atoyevo Yisayela V'nichzu Anafosh Yisayel Oyisayel Mekerev Am. This pasuk is at the end of Parashas Achri Mois, where in Achri Mois we list all of the Aroyas, and then the pasuk says, and I want you to know, anyone who's going to do from any of these Toyevois, any of these abominations, Chas Hashom is a din of Kares. Zokti Gemara, Hukshukol Aroyas Kulan Lenida. All of the Aroyas are enumerated in those psukim. The Nida and the Eishesach and the Chois Ishtoi and the Chois Ima, the whole kit and kaboodle, they're all enumerated, and therefore Ma Nida Bara. Because we had Nida says in the pasuk in the very beginning, that was our first drasha. As Mekoira Ha'ara, this is the lotion of Ha'ara, so therefore it comes to say, of Kol Bara.
What about, again, the same question before about the becoming Tommy like she is?
See, those types of pirchus you can go and ask on a mamatzino, but you can't go and ask it on a hekish, because we have a klal, a mamatzino is the weakest form of limud. Mamatzino is basically saying, the two on the surface look the same. I have apples and I have oranges, both of them are fruits, both of them are boyer priya eitz, both of them are round, both of them are about the same weight, and they grow at the same time, they both come from trees, they both from orchard. No, so I'm azoy, if an apple is azoy, an orange is azoy, they're probably all the same. So we have to go and say, yeah, mister, this is apples and oranges, how can you compare? In other words, this has a hard type, this you have a big klipa that you have to go and remove, which is not edible. Most people don't eat the orange peels. Masha'enkein, the apple peels can be eaten. And that's no grace of pircha. But the point is, since your whole limud was a shvacha, good, look both the same. So if you're going to go and say, all the 15 arayas, they all look the same. You're not allowed to go marry X, you can't marry Y, you can't marry Z, you can't marry A. So they're all basically the same. So if arayah is awesome in one, arayah is probably awesome in the other. No, so all you have to do is find some sort of flimsy difference and say, no, they're different. However, you're talking about a Hekesh. Hekesh says, the Torah says, even they're all the differences, but they're all in one club. Once you're in that club, you're a member of the club, then all of these pirchas fall away.
I'm saying the Hekesh should, if we're including everything else, it should also include, if we're comparing it to Nidah, it should also include...
Oh, there should be... here, it's only telling us legabi the oinish and the isur. The person did this isur, and therefore he gets this oinish. In that respect, they're all the same. But in terms of tumma, that's already kind of an extraneous additive. That's no longer part of the isur and part of the oinish. That's part of that halacha nida's tumma. If a nida doesn't live with anybody while she's a nida, then nobody becomes awesome. This happens to be a dinner of
tumma. That limits the hekesh to
the isur aspect as opposed to the tumma aspect.
You can ask questions to Rabbi Yonah, so this is your namesake. You can't ask that.
He's saying Rav Huna.
I know,
but Rav Yonah is the one who was saying the name of Rav Huna. Okay, anyway. Now that we're saying that all of these surim are just like Nida, back in Eishesach, the Pasuk used the expression Nidahi, which we were confounded about on the Amud Aleph. Dumbfounded, I should say. What does it say in the Pasuk? Isha Sheikach as Eishes Ochiv Nidahi. Your brother and your sister was always going to be a Nida. Father Nish. So the Gemara said, Ma Nida, but now we don't need that anymore, that drasha, because we have now this Hekish. It's right, the Gemara, it's Nochem, Mova Nida, because we've got to be Eishes Ach, Lomali. Lik Rav Huna, the Yom Rav Huna, Remez Liyavoma, Min HaToyra Minayin, where do I find a Psa Remez Liyavoma? So before the Gemara has a chance to answer, the Gemara immediately injects, what are you talking about, Minayin? Haksev Yivama Yivama, it's a parish of Yivama. It's like saying, Moishim in the Torah Minayin. Chadachem Moishim, his name is 1,000 times in the Torah. Anyway, Radhi Gemara Taka says, Moishim in the Torah, he's referring to Bresh. But getting back to Kansev Bresh, you don't have Moishim. So the Gemara says, Minamayim Mishisim. Okay, Nishkaf Gimin. But Minayin, Haksev Yivama Yivama, El Remez Liyavama Asura B'chayibal Minayin. How do you know the Yavam is Osir B'chaye Bala? What means B'chaye Bala? If instead of Chas V'Sholem Mes, what happens if he gives her a get? How do I know that the Yavam is not allowed to go and marry his former sister-in-law as a result of the get?
It's not
called a Yavam.
It's
different. Yes, you're right.
She's
Osir Vam. The Losh of the Gemara is imprecise. The Gemara means it says, El Remez Le'eshes Ach. That's what the real Marin means. The former Eishesach, the potential Yavama. Because after B'chayi Bala, she never becomes a Yavama. So it's really somewhat of a loose reference. You're right. How do I know that an Eishesach is not allowed to go and marry the brother-in-law? The brother-in-law is not allowed to marry the sister-in-law as long as the husband is alive. And he gave her a get. That's a double portion of chasvara. But Amrach, when the Achim says Bala Sharia, since the Torah insists, Ki Eish Vachim Yachtov, Umei Sachad Mehem Umei Uven Ein Loi. Loisia Eish Amei Sachus Yisrael Yivam Yovila. So why would the Torah go and kill somebody? We don't want to kill somebody for naught. We want people to live. V'chai Behem. So why did the Torah say Achim is Bala? Achim is Bala Sharia. Mechlad V'chai Bala Sura. So it's a portion, as you said, Mechlad Lava Teshemehen. So there must be the V'chai Bala is awesome. No. When the Torah taxes Yivam Yavila is talking about if the husband passed away without any children, mitzvah. If, however, the husband did not pass away, but he gave her a get, reshus, you want to, you do. If you don't want to, you know, there are a million other women. You don't have to marry Dafka, your former sister. You can marry anybody. It's reshus. So how do you know that it's awesome? Inam of the Acham, he says, Bala in, b'chaye Bala loy. Maybe I would go and say, after Mrs. Bala Tertus Megala, I'm allowed to go and marry my sister-in-law. It's a mitzvah. B'chai Bala, loy, as long as the Baal is alive, but he gave a get, it's osur. However, it's not an isser kores, it's only an isser lav, or, like the Gemara says, maybe only an isser asay. V'lava bo mechal asay. So don't go and escalate this to an Issacharis, where everybody would say that the child becomes a mamzer, maybe it's only Issalav or Issarasei, where, according to Rabbi Akiva, in Kedushin Tovs, B'chiv Elavin. Kenzan is not even Chiv Elavin, maybe it's only Chiv Yasset. But point is, maximum Rabbi Akiva, but according to the rest of us, it's only a lot. Sefreit Dimor, how do I know that the din of Eishes Ach, when the husband, former husband, is still alive, and he gave her a get, and now the brother-in-law marries the sister-in-law, how do I know it's an Issachares? Maybe it's only an Issa Lav or Essay. Oh, my Krova, the Pasik says, the Isha Yikach has Eishes Achav, Nidhi! Freit Dimor, Vachay Eishes Achav, Nidhi, every time your sister-in-law is a Nidhi. Elekin Nidhi, Manin Afo, Pishi Yeshlo, Hetali Achar Mikan, Vavishasi Sura Bekores, Avishes Ach Nami, Afo, Pishi Yeshlo, Hetali Achar Mikan. When? If Chas Shalom, her husband passed away without children, Vachay Baal is Bekores. Oh! So therefore, now I know why the Torah had to insert Nidhi by Eishes Ach. Fine. Let's go on to the next pasuk in the Yomar Aleph. El Arod Chsida Gabi Achois Av Vachois Ein Lomali. We had back on Yomar Aleph Nocha Pusik. The Ervas Achois Imcha Vachois Avicha Loi Segali Ki Esheiroi Heera Hara. We originally wanted to learn from that Hara Lekola Teira Kula for all the other Arayis, and the Gemara asked a whole bunch of Pirches, and we said we have to learn from the Hekish. So if we learn from the Hekish, what do I need the Makoyra Heera for? Zokti Yomara El Arod Chsida Gabi Achois Av Vachois Ein. Do I skip the right? I'm sorry. Aveshanami Avavishi Shlaheta Avavavavavavavavav Of course. El Arod Chsida Gabi Achois Av Vachois Ein Lomali. What do I need that Makoyda Hera for? Or Shara Shera Hera. So Tomorrow the Kid Boy Mine Ravina May Rava. Ravina asked Rava the following Shaila. Again, we're talking about people and not normal. Hama'ara bizochar mahu. What happens if a person were to live Mishkav Zuchar? Unfortunately, we hear about this Nebuch Rachman Slan all the time. Mishkav Zuchar, he didn't do a full bia, he just was Ma'ar, he just did Harua. How do I know that the person is over the Isser of living with a Zuchar? Oh, so maybe I learn it from this Pusik over here. So come on, what are you talking about? Bizuchar Mishkav Isha Ksiv. By the pasuk of a person who lives with a zochar, it says in the pasuk ishish yishkav a zochar mishkavei isha. That mishkavei isha tells you that the mishkav that is osur by mishkav zochar is identical to the mishkav by an akeva. And just like by an akeva, it's osur bein kedarka bein shaloi kedarka bein baroa and shaloi baroa and gemarbia. Same thing as the gabei zochar. So elef zutimar lema arab behema mahu. What happens to a person who's totally deranged and he doesn't do a bia behema, he just does a mara behema, just mara. How do I know that that is also asr? Amalesi told him, "Ain't inyan laharo. See the gabi achois av achois aim. The asim beakeshim midr biyoina. The haro that I have by achois av achois aim is ibrik. It's superfluous. You just that was your whole base of your kasha. What do I need it for? It's an inyan laharo the behema. Like you find very often in shasim. Inyan lekan today inyan ledover ah." Says the Gemara, "I agree that this is a universal type of concept. If I don't need it here, I apply to somewhere else." But mechti behema chayove mises bezni. A person who lives with a behema, it's a din of sreifa, which is a din of mises bezni. My time ksiv laro dido gabi chayove krisis. The din of person living with a chois of a chois imoy, the Gemara is telling us, is not one of the mises bezni. It's an iser kares. So afraid the Gemara, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his divine wisdom said, "I'm not going to go and place haroba behem. I'm going to place it somewhere else, and I'm going to learn it mit an imeinoy inyan. At least put it in an inyan which is similar to what I want to learn." So Timar licht of gabi mises bezin, the nail of mises bezin, as opposed to a case of behem which is mises bezin. Learning from achois av, achois imay, which is not a din of mises bezin, it's a din of kareis. Says Imar, good gifreit. However, I did the kulikra ledrasha asi ksibeinami ha milza ledrasha. The entire pasuk of the ervas achois imcha b'chois avicha that we quoted on the Amud Aleph, ervas achois imcha b'chois avicha leisegalikes she'eroi he'era, as we'll see in the Gemara now, that entire pasuk is ibarik, is superfluous. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put that pasuk in to tell us a number of drashas chazal, and this is one of the drashas that they slipped in among the others. So what are the other drashas? Zokti Mara, my drasha, the Sanya. Chanocha pasuk. Ervas achoy sevicha leisegale. Now this is not the same pasuk as the pasuk in the Yomar Aleph. Pasuk in the Yomar Aleph is in Vayikra Chav, which is in Parshas Kedoshim. And there it specifies Ervas achois imcha v'achois avicha, both together in one pasuk, leisegale. Aha. Now the Gemara is going to quote two separate psukim, both from parshas, from capital Yudches, peri Yudches, which are parshas Achrei Mois. One of them, and here the Torah divides it up between the two. In other words, in Kedoshim, the Torah puts the two together. Erbas chois imcha, vachois avicha lo segali. They're both in one pasuk. Here the Torah has two separate psukim in parashas Achrei Mois. First we deal with the first pasuk, the sign, erbas chois avicha lo segali. So now the question is, achois avicha means the sister of your father, means your aunt. Now there could be two ways that she's a sister of your father. It could be because they both have the same father, that is, both your father and your aunt had the same grandfather, or it could be they didn't have the same grandfather, in other words, they had the same father, you have the same grandfather, or it could be they didn't have the same father, but they had the same mother, because it could have been a Zivik Shiny situation. So now the Gemara tells us, that the aunt that is ushered to you, Alts Erva, is Sai if the aunt was a sister, a maternal sister, and Sai if she was a paternal sister of your father. In other words, they shared the same father, or they shared the same mother, or perhaps they shared both, both the same father and the same mother. Because normally when it comes to mishpacha, we always go after the av and not after the aim. So therefore, that being the case, maybe the Torah only asks an aunt who had the same father as your father, but not if she had the same mother as your father. Says, I'll tell you, I'm going to learn. This is a mamatzino, not a hekish. We learn over here, we have a din of erbas achois avicha, and we have a din of a regular achoisoy, a regular sister. A person is not allowed to live with his sister, even if it's not a full-fledged sister, even if it's only a half-sister, meaning that it's only from the same father, or only from the same mother. It happens to be osir. How do I know if it's only a half sister? Maybe over there also has to be both. So Rashi tells us, because it says in the pasuk, if a person lives with achoise bas avicha oy vas imecha, meledes bayis oy meledes chut, so why does it say bas avicha oy vas imecha? That it makes no difference whether the sister is from the same father or the sister is from the same mother. So just like by achoise it makes no difference, same thing by erbas achoise avicha, same thing. The Torah answers not only the case of the Erbas Achois Avicha, which again is the sister of the father, but the Torah also answers Doidosai. Doidosai means the wife of the brother of your father. The wife of the brother of your father. We also call that an aunt. In English, we don't distinguish between this type of aunt and that type of aunt. But the first type of aunt happens to be a sister of the father. That's a blood relative. The one that is married to the brother of the father, which we call aunt, is only a relative by marriage, not a blood relative. And what's the din by deidosai? Ma deidosai min ha'av. V'loi min ha'aim. That's only the av and not min ha'aim. How do I know? The Gemara is going to bring the pasuk in another 10 lines or so. But in the meantime, you take it for granted that the Torah says by the Dose only min avalei min aim is afkan. So perhaps this other aunt, the aunt of the Erbas Achois Avicha, afkan maybe min avalei min aim. So in other words, I'm torn from two sides. Erbas Achois Avicha doesn't say clearly both min av or min aim, or maybe not, maybe only min av and not min aim. Oh, so I can learn either from the case of achoisai, where the Torah says beferish, either av or aim, or I can go and learn from deidase, where the Torah says beferish, as we'll see in another few lines, only min av and not min aim. So what's the din by the ervas achoisavicha? Says Yimar Nirlami Daima. Let's see which one it's more similar to, because the whole mamatzina means similarities. It's done in Isra Bami Elami, Isra Bami Elav. Wouldn't it make more sense to go and learn from Achoise, because both of them are blood relatives, both your sister and your aunt, who is the sister of your father. Those are Bami Elav. They come naturally, automatically, as part of a normal family structure. You have to create a doidosa by having someone propose to her and marry into the family. Oh, that's Zatzigi Kimina. So therefore, it's better to learn from Achoise. No. We want to learn from the same level, because these are both aunts. This happens to be an aunt of the sister of the father, and this is the sister-in-law of the father. But they all are on the father level. So it makes sense to learn one aunt for the other aunt. Masha'enken, you learn from Achoisa. Achoisa has nothing to do with the father anymore. That's already my level. That's my sister. So therefore, wouldn't it be more similar? Krevi Ami, Krevi Av, Vatechich, Achoisa, Krevi Shakarav, Atzmai. Tamaloimar. That's why I have the extra pasuk, meaning we have the pasuk over here, Erves Achoyis Avicha, and we have on the Omer Aleph, the Erves Achoyis Imcha V'Achoyis Avicha Lo Yisegale. Why did the Torah give us two psukim to tell you all types of Erves Achoyis Avicha are Asur, Bein Min Av, Bein Min O'E. Okay, so now I know the Achoyis Av. What about Erves Achoyis Imcha Lo Yisegale? Again, it's the same pasuk. The Gemara really goes and does a little bit of surgery in the pasuk because it's one pasuk. Erves Achoyis Imcha V'Achoyis Avicha Lo Yisegale. It doesn't repeat Lo Yisegale twice, but the Gemara does it just with Saber.
No, it does. I have the pasuk here. Erves Achoyis Avicha Lo Yisegale Shir Avicha Erves Achoyis Imcha.
Tzadik. These two psukim both in Parshas Achrimon. Right? Mask in onto Yerab. But if you look on the Amud Aleph, the Gemara quoted the pasuk from Kedoshim, right, where it's a merged pasuk. The Erbas Achoyis Imcha Bachoyis Avicha Loy Segale. Okay? No, you don't have to be sorry. So you look 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud. The Erbas Achoyis Imcha Bachoyis Avicha Loy Segale. That's the pasuk where the two emerge. So in Achrimon, they split up into two separate psukim. And in Parshas Kedoshim, they are merged into one pasuk. Bottom line is, we're going to learn the same limud by the fact that the Torah repeats it twice. It comes to tell us Bein Min Av, Bein Min O'E. But before we get to that, of course, we have to go through the Gemara's discussion as usual. So getting back together. So on the Erevas Achoyis Avicha, we've already taken care of that he have one pasuk Achrimoyis, one pasuk Kedoshim, to tell you both Min Av or Min O'E. It doesn't have to be both. Either one is enough to be over on this issue. Continuing on, Erevas Achoyis Imcha Lo Yisegale. Nachamol. Krabi Atzma, Lizgal, Bein Min O'E. Okay. Now Erevas Achoyis Imcha Lo Yisegale. Bein Min Av, Bein Min O'E. So now the Gemara is saying we are going to learn now from Erbas Achoyis Imcha Lo Yisegale also Bein Min Av Bein Min O'E, and again because of the duplicity, because of the duplication and the repetition of the two psukim that I have Erbas Achoyis Avicha Achoyis Imcha and Achoyis Avicha, and here I have a separate pasuk Erbas Achoyis Imcha like you were quoting, so I have two separate psukim also Bein Min Av Bein Min O'E. So Gemara cuts it down to the bottom line, both Freiti Mori Yetz. Why do I have to have both of them? Why do I have to have a drasha both by Achoisa Av, Bein Min Av, Bein Min O'E, and by Achoisa Aim, Bein Min Av, Bein Min O'E? Freiti Mar Eves Achoisa Im, Cholisigala Bein Min Av, Bein Min O'E. Lomeli Lemichta Bachois Av, Lomeli Michta Bachois Aim. Why did I have to say twice? L'chore, these two are mamish identical. The Erves Achoyis Avicha and the Achoyis Imecha, these are both natural. This is a sister of the father, sister of the mother, the Bible is all bizarre. And so therefore, what do I have to have two separate psukim by both to tell you the din of Bein Me'am, Bein Me'am, eh? Zog di Yemar Omre Bavo, Trichi. Tikos Rechman Vachoyis Av, Shekin Yesh Lo Chayis. Aval Achoyis Aim, Aim Olay. What means Shekin Yesh Lo Chayis? Says Rashi, that throughout the Torah by Yidin, you go always after the Av. L'mushal l'gabi Koyin, l'gabi Alayvi, l'gabi Yisrael. Always Mishpachas Av. You see, if you look at the Rashi parallel to our Gemara, Yesh l'chayis, the Mishpachas Av, Kuriya Mishpacha. T'chsiv v'yisialdu al Mishpachois en l'veis, Avoysam. Ah, so everybody stayed with their Avoys, with their fathers. So therefore, fatherhood, that's the Iker Yichus in the Torah of the Gabi Mishpachas. So I would think it would only be a din by Achoyis Ha'av and not by Achoyis Aim. Of Achoyis Aim and Malay. So therefore I have to have a possible Achoyis Aim. Because Rachman Bachoyis Aim, she came Vadois. But Achoyis Aim, then you know Vadai. Meaning, you know who a person's mother is, you don't know for sure who a person's father is. Of course, Roy Be'ilois Acharabal. So of course we go Basa Chazak, it goes without saying. But Lemaisa, by the mother we know for sure. She was in the hospital, she was the one that was pregnant, she's the one that gave birth. The father, Meismanish. Aval Achoyis Av, Aim Aloy. Tzricha, that's why you have to have two psukim, both by Achoyis Aim and by Achoyis Av, to tell you by both of them, that even if it's only Min Av or only Min Aim, the same halacha applies. We once had a story over here, I'm telling you, it was Svein Lechti. It's jocular, but it was a serious story. There were two people that had yard site on the same day. One had yard site after his father, and one had a yard site after his mother. The person who had yard site after his mother, grabbed them both Nebuchadnezzar and the Olam emissary. So they're probably still arguing upstairs. But the one that lost his mother, he was a Litvisher, and the other one that had lost a father was an English, Hungarian. Okay, anyway. Both of them wanted to daven, and there was only one omelet, and it's not like today, the Menashe is so gracious, and he allows people to go and share. Anyway, they wanted to daven the answer. So my father, I eat a tamachochem. The other one, your mother.
This is senior, right?
Sorry.
You want to say for a father has precedence, right?
Okay, so the one who's lost the father said to my father. Father goes first. The other one says, yeah, but you forgot another Gemara. The Gemara says that the Eim Weissman Fazichet. I know for sure that that was my mother. So the other one says, oh, you're saying the Chasrim Yechman Amam. It's like a Tira petition bank. They wanted to throw the schnapps at each other. Anyway, it's even Levedik. But that's all based on this Gemara. Which one by Vadois? Eim Weissman the Fazichet. I was Weissmanish. Anyway, down in Bismedish like today, where everybody is Bishon, Bishon, Bishon. We threw them both out. We sent them to another shul. They should fight somewhere else. We had somebody else. Well, we worked it out.
That's the reason why you make a mission better. You mentioned the mother's thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, that's the mother.
No. There's another reason. You do by only by choyle. You don't do by it by... Why by choyle? Because you have the rachme aim ala ben. My mother has more rachman. So
you know that...
So let's go weiter. Now we said before, let's learn the din of a choyse av or a choyse aim from doidosoi. Just like by doidosoi, it's only min av and not min aim. Same thing with Gabi a choyse av. So we said, where does it say only min av and min aim? So we said, wait another few minutes, we'll get to it. So now, Baruch Hashem, we finally got to it. V'deidosa demshitali, the Tana, dimina av, v'lo imina aim, minole vushtetis. How does he know? Amarava asya doi 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 doi. Ksiv hocha, ervas doi doi gila. The whole iser of ervas doi dosoi is an extension of ervas doi doi, says the Pasuk, ervas doi doi gila. Uksiv hosam, and it says, legabi if chas sholem, a person became an eved ivri to a goy, that it's a mitzvah for his mishpacha to go and be poidim to redeem him from the goy. He shouldn't remain a slave by the goy. So what's the lashon of the Pasuk? Oi doi doi, oi ven doi doi yigalanu. Just like that, doide is only talking about mina av. Why? Because whenever it comes to any halachas in the Torah, you usually go the mishmachos the beis avoyim, you go the beis av. Is avkam mina av mina aim? How do I tuck in over there? Maybe over there by the doide is also both mina av mina aim. What's mina olam? Amakra mi mishpachti yigalenu. The pasuk continues on, or anybody else mishpachti mishpachas avkri mishpach mishpachas aim ainu kruya mishpacha. It's only the father, not the mother. So therefore, just like by the geula, it's only the father, not the mother. Here too, the ervas doide gila, which is referring to doidasa, is also only on the father and not on the mother. So we wanted to learn achoyis av, achoyis aim from there as well. The Gemara says achoyis more doy mita achoyisai, and that was the prior Gemara that we heard. That's why we have two psukim to tell you bein mina av and bein mina aim by ervas achoyis av and achoyis aim, but by doidasa it's taka only mina av and not mina aim. We'll stop over here. Rabbi say mitchum to be continued tomorrow.
Bein
aidem, yeah, to Shem Leibish until.